About 24 coyotes live at the Indiana Coyote Rescue Center. Among them are Alex, Jane, and Loki, who were found as pups near a water treatment plant in Ohio. Center Director C.N. Lambert says the worker who found the wild dogs thought she was saving them by bringing them into the plant with her dog, who recently had puppies.
She brought the dog into the treatment plant and let the coyote puppies nurse on the dog, which made them habituated to the dog and socialized to all the workers in the plant, and they were deemed not releasable.
Whether finding their way onto airport runways in Dallas, Texas, or injuring toddlers in upstate New York, urban coyotes are becoming commonplace. But unless they're causing trouble, wildlife biologist Chris Anker says most Americans are unaware that coyotes are living in their city. And when they catch a rare glimpse of one, they have no idea what they're really seeing.
Quite often people will see them and just think that they're someone's German Shepherd as opposed to a wild animal.
And they are wild animals. No one knows for certain why they began moving into metropolitan areas about 20 years ago, but Anker, who oversees a forest preserve near Chicago, says it may simply be in their nature.
They're extremely opportunistic. They're a species that we call a generalist, so they're able to exploit the habitats that are available even in close proximity to humans.
Unlike other wild animals, such as deer, Canada geese, and beavers that have made themselves at home in urban settings, coyotes are predators, which often concerns their human neighbors. Exterminating coyotes isn't always practical or safe. So Anker worked with fellow biologist Stan Garrett, a professor at Ohio State University, to launch the Urban Coyote Project to study the animals and learn how to mitigate human-coyote conflicts. Garrett says what they found was surprising.
For the most part, these coyotes are not nuisances at all. It's a little misleading for people because they only see the nuisances. The successful ones are the majority, and they're successful because you don't see them. They go about their business without impacting people.
He points out that there are at least 350 coyotes in the Chicago area, with no recorded human attacks. In contrast, there are an average of 2,500 dog bites a year. By trapping urban coyotes, taking fluid samples, radio collaring them, and tracking their movements, the biologists have learned a vast amount. They now know the wild dogs are monogamous and live in small packs of about 6, with only the alpha male and female having a litter. Garrett says they've also observed that coyotes learn much faster than domestic dogs do, and can safely cross busy highways and easily avoid traps set for them.
The coyotes learn from us. They learn areas to avoid. They learn certain traps to avoid. And so then we have to adjust to them. And so it's a constant, game, if you will, between them and us. And so we're constantly working on that as well.
Urban coyotes have also learned where the easiest food sources are: uncovered garbage cans and small pets left outside at night. Stan Garrett says that means people need to change some of their behaviors.
I'm not telling people that they need to learn to live with coyotes because I have an affinity for coyotes. I respect them. I think they're really neat animals, but it's just simply the position that they have put us in.
While living with wildlife in the backyard may pose some minor lifestyle changes for urban dwellers, both Garrett and C.N. Lambert stress that coyotes provide an important service.
They do have a place in our ecosystem. They take out the sick and the weak of other wildlife. They clean up carcasses. And then there was a small study done at Wolf Park years ago where they found that one coyote, if only eating mice, can eat over 10,000 mice in a year.
As coyote sightings are reported from South Florida to Washington, D.C. to California, Stan Garrett emphasizes that these wild dogs are now in every major U.S. metropolitan area. He's eager to see if his findings of the Urban Coyote Project hold true throughout the country. He says it's important that everyone is aware of these creatures because whether we like it or not, coyotes are here to stay. For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste in Chicago.